We're backstage right now at JFK Stadium with one of the greatest rock and roll concert promoters of all time, the man who brought you the Fillmore East and West and the great Winterland Arena and so many concerts, it's too hard to mention them all, Mr. Bill Graham. How do you feel, Bill?
Tired, but very good.
How long have you been involved in this project?
March.
Since March. Did Geldof actually come to you and ask for your help, or did you volunteer it?
No, he called me from London, home in San Francisco.
And can you give folks an idea of some of what's involved?
I think the first thing I'd like to say to you, I've never spent this long a stretch of time in Philadelphia, and I don't mean to disrespect the other stations, but I've been listening to your station because my son goes to the school in Buckingham, and the George School in Buckingham, and he's told me about MMR, and you play very good music. I like your station very much. So now that we've got that moved, and also I hear a lot of dead music, which is nice.
How cool is that? The great Pierre Aubert with the great Bill Graham here at 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. And joining me now, the great Kevin Gunn. Hello, sir.
Hello, Brent. How are you?
Good, man. So this weekend, we're celebrating the year 1985, the year MMR turned 17. I have all sorts of other tidbits here. It says the year Nintendo hit US, a new Coke was released. Live Aid rocked the world right here in Philadelphia.
I think it's easy to say that it was probably Philadelphia's greatest musical moment,
yeah,
considering that it was born out of a charity for the USA for Africa project for the famine relief, and that it came on the heels of you know, We Are the World, and then to have all these artists, and I mean these artists, come to Philadelphia. It's funny, we just played Bill Graham, Pierre's idol, and from San Francisco. One of the reasons that we got this here is because of Bill Graham's close relationship with Larry Magan on Electric Factory Concerts.
Sure.
Sad to say, they shut the door this week. So it's kind of cool that we're looking at this. But for Philadelphia, this was such an amazing moment and such a source of civic pride, and it all came off without a hitch. And and the acts that were at this show, the acts and the crowd, and this really hot July day. Easily the highlight of my musical concert going life in this city.
I have all the DVDs and stuff that was released as a supplementary item after Live 8. I was 5 years old when Live 8 was here in Philadelphia, but I was here for Live 8, and I got to experience sort of the same effect. I mean, we're down on the Parkway. Granted, it was the hundreds of thousands of people that were at JFK Stadium in South Philadelphia for the first one, but to be amongst, I mean, I think they said probably a million strong or something like that. That was along the Parkway for Live Aid. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And just, again, the amount of acts, both here in Philadelphia and across overseas, man, really cool.
I had the opportunity to work the show for NBC Radio, so I was a little older than 5 years old. But the idea that we could watch some of the show from Wembley at home, and then get in our cars and go to the stadium and then take up the task of working the second half of the show,
yeah,
was just amazing. So the last thing I saw from Wembley was Queen and Freddie Mercury's epic Radio Gaga. And then we all went down to JFK and went to work that day. And at some of the, I mean, the Hooters opened up,
right?
You know, they actually pulled some kid out of the audience to play an acoustic song named Bernard Watson. And then the Hooters came on. Listen to some of these bands. Thurgood, The Beach Boys, The Pretenders, Santana, Madonna, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Cars, Eric Clapton, Phil Collins, who, by the way, played in the air tonight at Wembley, got in the air in a Concorde, flew over here and played in the air tonight here.
Now, for all the young ones listening out there, what's the Concorde again?
The Concorde was a supersonic jet that would fly from either London and Paris to New York City in about 5 hours. It takes a little longer than a regular jet, you know?
Right.
Then after that, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones reunited for Led Zeppelin and played a set. Crosby, Stills, and Nash came out early and then came out with Neil Young. And then since Ron Wood and Keith Richard weren't talking to Mick Jagger, they played with Bob Dylan. And Mick Jagger came out and sang with Tina Turner.
And that was the one picture that you showed me in that cool book that you have there.
Amazing. Electric Factory put out a book above their history. And if you ever get a chance to see it, I would say anybody who doesn't know and is more interested in Live Aid should go to YouTube and see what this crowd looked like. It was the days where there was JFK, The Vet, and The Spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a throwback in time. But Philadelphia looked great. The fans, the great rock fans of this town, really, really acquitted themselves beautifully. And it was really just a magical day in Philadelphia music.
So cool. How about we play something from you? Want to?
Yeah, let's.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. What do you say? American Girl, you want to set it up?
I would just say that Tom Petty, you feel his loss every time you hear a song by him. And if you see this or listen to this, this is from the Pack Up the Plantation tour behind Southern Accents. And the horns come in at the end of this. Everybody knows the song, but when the horns come in, you go, oh, my God, it is, it's something special.
The great Kevin Gunn, thank you so much, sir. Pleasure. Celebrating 50 years of rocking and rolling here in Philadelphia. Again, we're celebrating the year 1985, and this is From It. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live from Live Aid here on MMR.